It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and I have Petter Eriksson Stakey with me from Alberta Cross. Welcome, Petter.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
Obviously, you've changed your name three or four different ways because, as I've been told, you love your mom's name, so that became your last name, and you kind of moved things around a little bit to come up with the final lineup of the name, yeah?
Well, I mean, there wasn't really too much thought behind it. It was just I was always Petter Eriksson, and then Starkey is my granddad's name that I never met, and he was a very fine man, so that was kind of, you know, that was pretty much just it.
A little tribute to him. That's great. That's great. Well, Songs of Patience, the new album, just hit the stores. You guys worked a decent amount of time on it.
Mm-hmm. You can say that.
Yeah, it seems as if it's been a while since the last one. This band, I know for a fact, in just in the sense of I've seen so many comparisons, allusions, depictions of what Alberta Cross is, that even I, if I were in your shoes, I'd get tired of people saying they're the... or they sound like. Let's put an end to that once and for all. Give me a sense in your mind of maybe some bands that factor into the DNA of Alberta Cross and how you yourself would describe your music, or at least what you're aiming for when you perform.
Well, I think like people are always gonna tell you that you sound like someone when you're like an upcomer, you know, like. You know, we've seen it forever. And I always find it really difficult to explain what we sound like, you know. It's just to say, like, I don't know. I don't think we sound like any other band, like, in particular, you know. I think we kind of got our own sound. But I think we're just inspired by so much stuff that's around us. I think we've got a very, like, diverse music taste. And, you know, my iPod, I got a lot of a crazy diverse sort of collection of songs from different bands. So I don't know, you know. It's rock music with a lot of soul in it, you know. I would like to think it's quite modern, but, you know, it's got some rootsy stuff in it. We joked and called ourselves a mutt rock band because we are from everywhere around the globe.
That's that part of it too now.
So that's not for the sound, but for what we are and where we're from, I like to call ourselves a mutt rock band.
Well, that makes sense because like you're originally from Sweden but then moved to London, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes two Europeans, and
we actually now in this live band. I mean, me and Terry are both from Europe,
right?
We're, you know, the band kind of, and then, but the guys that tour with us now are good friends of ours and family, and they're, you know, a drummer from Sweden, good old friend of mine, like my little brother, or something. We got Al that's half American, half English, and then we got Aaron that's from Ohio.
Which part?
He's from, where is he from?
I'm from Ohio. That's the reason
I think
I
he's somewhere outside of Akron, Ohio.
That's where I'm from. Well, I'll find out later.
Kind of with the
I probably know exactly where he is. Yeah. That's good. You just see now your pedigree, your mutt pedigree, just improved greatly with me.
Superb.
Because I'm an Ohio boy too, so that's aces with me.
That's great.
That probably does, as you discussed, you know, your varying influences. Mm. Given the composition of the band being from so many different places, it has to be that way, right?
Yeah.
Now, how is it that...
That's kind of what I found with, you know, people that compare us to a bunch of American bands, you know, like My Morning Jacket or Band of Horses or King Selene or whatever they always say, you know. I think, you know, it's a weird...
Did you listen to any of those bands?
I sing high pitch, you know, and I know I have friends and bands around that. You know, so I think they're good bands. I think we have, because we are from everywhere, you know, we're from Europe and some from America, so we have a real mix of, you know, where we take our inspiration from. And, you know, I think we have a lot of inspiration from England too. And I don't think the other bands are a little bit more, you know, they call them Southern rock bands, whatever they call them, you know.
Yeah.
And people try to say that we are a Southern rock band, and I never really think we are, you know what I mean? Because I lived in London for 10 years. Yeah. You know, I lived in Sweden. I grew up in Sweden.
Southern rock is a Swedish Londoner.
Yeah. I've been here for 5 years. I've been in Brooklyn for 5 years now, and I'm proud to be here, but Southern rock band is maybe pushing it a little bit.
I'm not quite figuring out the geography there.
Yeah.
Lay down.
I would assume pleasant experience of you were on fiction in Europe originally, and now you're put out through ATO here, and these are both enormously committed labels to artist development. Do you have a sense, you know, and do you have an opinion of how the labels, particularly those labels that you've worked with, factor into, you know, the development of the band and helping you grow? And what's your relationship in that regard?
Yeah, well, I think it's incredibly important for a label to stand behind a band, especially a band like, you know, us, or a band that's organic or whatever, that they write their own music and they're, you know, they're doing their own thing. You know, I think you have to have a band that stands behind it. And I think Fiction was really good. It was a good label to start with. They are under Universal, which was a little bit of a struggle because they kind of wanted, you know, they wanted it to be a little bit more commercial than we wanted maybe in the beginning, you know. But I think a label has to be behind the band, you know. That's what we see all these bands like Black Keys or My Morning Jack or whoever, like, you know, that's what we see them doing really well after four records or something, because it should take a little while, you know. You have to grow as a band. You have to get better. You can't just, you know... You know, you want to put a lot of music out and everything should be good, but you want to grow as an artist. And if a label just let you do like one record with four pop hits, you know, then when are you ever going to grow? And it's also for, like, you know, the people that buy music and or for the people we play for, you know. I think they deserve something better than a one record band, you know. I think
you form a relationship. You know, one of the things you have in common with some of the aforementioned bands and their career arc is playing live. And playing live, you've played tons of tour dates, and you've played a lot of the, you were blessed in getting some attention early that helped you get on a lot of these festivals in front of big crowds.
Yeah.
So in a relatively short period of time, you have played in front of a good number of people.
Yeah.
That one of the downsides of the festivals is there's a whole lot of other bands playing too. So it's really these kind of shows, like tomorrow night at the Troubadour, you're going to be playing. And you're also tonight going to do a set at Amoeba Records.
Yeah.
7 p.m. at Amoeba, right?
7 p.m., yeah.
You know, that I got to imagine, that playing in a setting like an Amoeba, where you know it's just real fans, you know, as active and as committed a fan as you're going to get in a real close setting. Yeah. I guess that's where you really get a sense of connection with the audience, right?
Well, I mean, I do love festivals too. Like, you know, festivals like Bonnaroo or Coachella, Lollapalooza, whatever. I feel like we've always done really well, because I feel like it's quite a spiritual place or something. You know, you stand on stage, it's like... the sun is out, like, people are in good spirits because they got time off from their jobs or whatever they're doing, their schools or whatever. And, you know, it's a very good vibe. And I feel like we always, every time we play festivals like that, we always have I think every band have a lot of people watching, you know, like a big crowd. So that's always been good to us. And I think I always love that. But, of course, club shows is where it's at for us right now, especially in America, you know. And, you know, it's a connection there.
Crate of gold.
Try to stay hungry, we
Got the new album out, and we're glad to be supporting it here at KCSN, and glad that you came by and played for the folks today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. It was fun.
And we really look forward to want to let everyone know tonight at Amoeba you can catch him in the confines of Amoeba, and then tomorrow night you can get him, see him really cranking it up when they take on the Troubadour stage. And again, a great hall. You're gonna have a blast playing at that room. And we thank you again for coming out.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.